الله 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 الله.
این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند این ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
الله يا الله سبحان الله الله يا الله والحمد لله الله ولا إله إلا الله الله يا الله والله أكبر.
During the blessed month, the holy month of Ramadan, the month of mercy, forgiveness and blessings, I beseech Allah the Exalted to make all the Muslims more aware of the duties and responsibilities that the Creator of the worlds has given them. The responsibility of preserving the divine laws and acting upon the Holy Quran, which is the foundation of the revival of the honor and grandeur of Islam and the Muslims.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the month of Ramadan. In one of his speeches, he talks about the night of power, which is the Laylatul Qadr. And he says that Laylatul Qadr is the celebration of commemorate the arrival of the final guidance for humans. It is a tribute to the commencement of the message revealed to mankind by their Creator, a message which shows the way to achieve happiness in both the worlds. Now, in this part of his speech, he's talking about the importance of the Laylatul Qadr, the goal and the purpose of the night of the Qadr, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. This أَنزَلْنَاهُ, we have sent down the book, this book which is Qur'an, in the night of Qadr. And we know that the Qur'an is هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ. It is for the guidance of the mankind. Now, when it is for the guidance of the mankind, then it is for this world and in hereafter. It is for both worlds, the world in which we are living, this material world, and the world which is hereafter.
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله
صلى الله عليه
صل
يا رسول الله
يا ربنا صل
this part of his speech where he says that this is the wordings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which he has revealed for the mankind. This is something that have come from the Creator, the one who created us. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has named this night in which he has revealed this Quran on the heart of the Prophet. He named it the night of power. Why the night of power? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending his barakat, his blessings upon the mankind. He says, تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها. In this night, the angels and the Holy Spirit, it descends down بإذن ربهم, with the orders of their Lord, من كل أمر. And he says سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر, and there is salam till the time of Fajr for everyone. So this is what this night is all about, the night of peace, that this night is peace until the rising of the dawn. And this is very important that we should know, we should have the ma'rifah of this night and to spend it in the best way, because this is the night which is a gift by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in this night we can achieve perfection, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
every night and every day.